32.
Christmas weekend, 6 and change, actually 7 after the hour. The program is called Good Day, and this is the weekend edition. And because it is Christmas time, it doesn't mean that we are away, because the fellows who participate with me on the weekend program don't celebrate Christmas. Well, I guess, in effect, everybody celebrates Christmas. There's no way you can get away from celebrating Christmas. It's infectious, it's everywhere, and speaking of infectious, there are a lot of people who get pretty sick because they're around their family, they're around their friends, people have traveled for great distances, so you have this automatic sort of openness. Your body is open for business, for all the germs to come in and do things, so we're always talking about ways to boost your immunity. Eat well this weekend. Don't stress out, which is asking people. I think there are a lot of people who are under the circumstances not very good at not stressing. Get a lot of rest and consume friendly bacteria, which is our way of telling you that Sustanex is an extraordinarily good way. And if you're looking for stocking stuffers early in the morning, different parts of the country, you can go to some of the box stores like CVS or Myers or Walgreens or Rite Aid, GNC stores. You can go with the coupon that we're always talking about. It's available by going to the website, DougStephan.com. You'll see the Sustanex box there. And under the circumstances, you just clip the coupon that you can see and go to the box stores and defend yourself against the colds and the flu and the other things that are part of getting together with people who have come from everywhere. Ken, have I made my message clear?
Yes. Hi, Doug. Christmas is more than just a religious holiday. I think it's an American holiday. I think everybody celebrates Christmas. It's a spirit. It's a wonderful time of the year. And we're going to try and keep people healthy this time of the year. That's why we're here.
So Sustanex. Yep. Sustanex is the way to do it. Again, go online, look for the Sustanex box.
It's a probiotic. It's a healthy bacteria. It'll help zoom up your immune system. This time of the year, there's a lot of bugs around. These viruses like this cold weather. They like the humidity this time of the year. They thrive. And the way to fight all this thing is to get your immune system zoomed up. And you need these probiotics. You need them every single day. They don't stay within the body. People are wondering, should I take bacteria? Well, these bacteria, they get removed from your body each day, and they zoom up your immune system in order for your immune system to work as effectively as possible. Two-thirds of it is located in your stomach, your intestinal tract. This is what you need. And also, this good bacteria has added benefits. It makes the digestive system work a whole lot better.
And there's an interesting article in the November New Yorker magazine that I read about probiotics. It's a debate between people. Those folks who believe, as do a lot of the folks in government, that we should seal off our bodies, protect it from everything, versus those who have extraordinary strong systems. And the strong systems are built around being exposed to a lot of things, especially when you're children. That's why the kids that grow up on the farm are healthier for the most part than kids that grow up in the city, because they're exposed to all kinds of things, and this helps build up your immunity. The argument back and forth about bugs and bacteria. As a matter of fact, the article suggests that once you take an there are things that doctors like you prescribe,
antibiotic.
An antibiotic, right, exactly. The probiotics that you get in Sustanex, the antibiotics that are introduced into your system, can, if you leave it to your own body, leave it to nature, take 4 years to be replaced. If you're on an antibiotic for, let's say, a week or 10 days, it will, according to this article, can destroy your cyst. It kills all the bacteria, the good ones and the bad ones.
Anybody who's on an antibiotic, I think there's common agreement among most people in medicine today, you need to replace the good bacteria.
Yep. All right. And so look for Sustanex in all the big box stores. And as I say, if you're trying to find some stocking stuffers and you haven't quite figured out what to do and you're riding around, go to the box stores and find some Sustanex. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 888-553-7536, 888-55-DRKEN, answering your questions. What a perfect time for you to be with us. This is a time, and extraordinarily so, where the only thing that you will find anywhere on the dial at this moment that is actually live.
We're live.
Only thing, yeah, exactly. So you have questions about your health as we end the year. What's going on with you? How may we be of service? 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is an extraordinarily well-known cardiologist, but he has studied medicine in so many different facets that he has become an expert in pretty much anything and everything you may have on your mind. That's why it makes it so easy. If you've never heard the program before, which is often the case, Ken, when people are listening on a holiday, they hear stuff that they haven't had time to hear before. They're introduced to us, and they want to know what the program is all about. Pretty straightforward information and
advice. Keep you up to date on all the medical news and the doctor's medical literature this week. We'll also answer any questions you might have head to toe about your body. If you have any symptoms that are unexplained, if you've been suggested to get some tests done, or if you've been suggested to get some treatments done, you're looking for other options, give us a call.
888-553-7536. Speaking of the health news this week, what do you think, in your opinion, is the big medical story in the general press this week?
Well, keeping Santa real healthy is, I think, the big story to me. How could Santa possibly get and do all his work with staying up all night? Was that good for his health? And staying up all night.
He's on Sustanex.
Well, he's on Sustanex. That's helping. Yeah. But staying up all night may not harm him in the long term, but there are some short-term risks staying up and not getting enough sleep. Your appetite goes up. Your weight goes up. You're not going to be able to be as alert. You have decreased vigilance, reduced ability to think and remember. And these are all the problems you get when you don't sleep enough. So if you see Santa, don't give him any alcohol. He has enough challenges, and hopefully he rested up a whole lot so that he could do this once a year.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com. All right, let's go through. You and I like to take, there are varying things that come through the various periodicals that you read every week, whether things slow down. I don't think they slow down much. There are people that are having their meetings and pronouncements. We've actually had this past week on the Good Day program a number of pretty interesting things. Let's go over some of them. What do you consider to be the good news items medically of this past week?
Good news this week. Well, let's think. This week, a lot of challenges. One of the things that came out this week is how important it is to keep yourself around some positive thoughts this week. I don't know if this is good news, but it's a fact that demanding relatives actually can raise the risk in middle age. Family demands, worries can just lead to chest discomfort. This is out of the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. You want to make sure that you're around positive thoughts this holiday season, because those around you very much can add to your heart and lead to problems, symptoms, and lead to heart disease. So the way people are treating you, the way you're dealing with stress has so much to do with your health around this time of year. And also, there's just a whole bunch of good news this week. We came out with, I don't know if many of us will consider this good, but this is a big breakthrough this week. We have a vaccine for anal cancer, Gardasil, which has been used successfully to treat women to prevent cervical, vulvar, and vaginal cancer. This is due to a virus, papillomavirus, HPV, which has been actually associated as a virus causing cancer. It was approved this week to actually be used as a as a preventative, as a vaccine for anal cancer, which is rare, but it's common in some subgroups of people.
Wow. That's Farrah Fawcett, who had that problem. The one that people are saying themselves, I remember hearing about somebody famous who died because of that. I never even heard of it, frankly, before she got it and she died from it. It depends. It is a result of risky sexual behavior,
yeah,
isn't it, for the most part?
Make this a little delicate on this holiday season, but it definitely is affected by your preferences and activities.
You're such a Cub Scout. listening to you dodge that.
I live with a Baptist woman.
I understand.
Been trained
right.
Well.
Yeah, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is at 800 Lake Cardio, by the way. His expertise in cardiology is something that's attractive for a lot of people around the country who listen to him, and they don't like what they're getting from their own cardiologist, so you can come see him directly. Make an appointment. Call 800 Lake Cardio. Meanwhile, call us at 888-553-7536 with the news that you have this week. As a matter of fact, you'll remember a couple of weeks ago I told you about one of the fellows that worked on the farm. It's actually been almost a month, I think, now, who had a real bad cardio experience and had blockages and went to one of the big hospitals in Boston, had a quadruple bypass. And I hadn't seen him. I saw him the first day he got out of surgery, and then I saw him last night. And the difference was pretty extraordinary. Although he's not getting around particularly well, he's looking chipper, and his mind is better. He's not really doing anything because he's not supposed to do anything. He gets up and walks around and that sort of thing. But in his family, they have three children who are teenagers. And the wife this week, and I really think this has to do, because I've talked to her a lot about this, the psychology of medicine and what goes on when you are really knocked around psychologically. It takes a toll on your body. I will tell you the story of what happened to her and how this, all this trouble with her husband and trouble with the work and that sort of thing, manifested itself in her body. As a great story, Ken, and a great lesson. Meanwhile, it's 18 after the hour. That comes up in a few moments here on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa,
kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Worries about the economy may put a damper on holiday travel, according to an annual survey of American travelers. The holiday edition of the Access America Vacation Confidence Index found fewer travelers may hit the road this year, and those who do plan to travel intend to spend less than in 2009. The combination of fewer travelers and lower trip costs could mean a multi-billion dollar dip in overall holiday travel spending. The survey found that just 50% of respondents said they were confident they would take a holiday vacation this year, and that's down from 61% who reported being confident in taking a holiday vacation last year. Daniel DeRazzo of Access America has more.
This year's survey reveals both the good and the bad in the current travel market. While spending may be down over last year, Americans are still willing to invest in their annual travel plans. That suggests that value, careful planning, and last-minute deals will be very important this holiday season. And with money a key concern, we expect many Americans will opt to purchase travel insurance in order to protect their travel investment.
I'm Patrick Davis.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air on the Good Day Weekend program. The story coming up about placebos and how they affect you. It's amazing, the research that came out this week, and how Ken sort of works his way through it. You will be astonished at this. Those of you who have ever, if you knew you were on a placebo, one wonders how it takes effect. Stand by for that on the Good Day Weekend program.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart
Dr.
be
Ken
light.
And Doug, ask your beck and call to help you with any medical problems you might have. Here's the phone number, toll free, coast to coast, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-388, then double fives. Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, I will be more than happy to answer any healthcare questions from head to toe. I've been in medicine since the 1970s, started medical school at the University of Pennsylvania there, and was an intern and resident at Duke University, then trained in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco. And I've been in practice in the same town in Central Florida for almost 25 years, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I want to take you to the next step. I'll give you answers to any of your healthcare questions in easy-to-understand language. Are you wondering about your kids, your spouse, your friends, your parents? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Are you wondering about symptoms you have? What's causing it? Everybody's got a healthcare question they know something about. The nice thing is you won't get a bill. 1-888-55-DRKEN will help you get to the next step. If you're wondering about alternative therapy, I take the best of all traditional and alternative worlds where there's evidence behind it, and we'll give you blended answers. 1-888-55-DRKEN.
Dr. Ken also gets a lot of email, as do I. This one comes from another fellow named Ken, a listener. I've heard your show many times, Dr. Ken. Do you think your prostate health supplement would have any effect on a known situation of an enlarged gland? I'm also trying to deal with impotence, which came on after a heart attack. It was treated with stents about 2 years ago. I'm now on Bistolic and Ramprin. Those are two, I guess those are two drugs, right? Bistolic and Ramprin?
I think he's saying Bistolic and Ramipril.
And Ramipril, okay, anyway. His health is good. Anyway, he says blood pressure about 110 over 72, exercises regularly on a treadmill with weights. He's at 170 pounds. So what happens with somebody going through that sort of circumstance?
Well, those blood pressure numbers are great, so the medication is working. Bistolic, a beta blocker, Ramipril, an ACE inhibitor. These are drugs that also are good when there's a problem with the circulation to the heart. But asking about already having an enlarged prostate, not cancer, but benign enlargement, thickening, will the super beta prostate be helpful? The super beta prostate, which is a pure form of beta sitosterol, which you hear us talk about, it's been published effectively in the medical journal Lancet as a good way to help lower the risk of getting benign prostatic hypertrophy, thickening of the prostate. This emailer is asking, he already has BPH, will it be helpful? Well, it certainly can hurt. It might even help from the prostate getting even larger. I would recommend it as a try, but where this super beta prostate is most effective is trying to avoid all of this problem so that you can have good urinary flow, you can have good sexual functioning as you get older.
You've heard all the stories from a lot of people. Every week there's a new story about somebody famous who dies of prostate cancer, or you hear from somebody who's a neighbor or a friend or somebody who's a relative that has a problem with this. If you want to not have prostate concerns, then the thing to do is to feed the prostate, and the super beta prostate way is the way that we think is the best way. And you can get a free bottle of super beta prostate right now by going to your phone and dialing 800-607-7078. Yep. They're there all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-607-7078. You want to support your health, your bodily functions, the things that keep you in love, often physically, with your partner. All that is part of why to get on to super beta prostate. So the answer to your question, Ken, who's the listener, is yes, you will have some help. This is a great preventer. The free bottle, that's pretty smart, too. Get a hold of it at 800-607-7078.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for many years. Did you know in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's 33 after the hour now, 800-510-8255. That'll connect you, but the better number, because it's easier to remember, is 888-55-DRKEN. That's 888-553-7536 to be connected this Christmas weekend with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here live and happy to take your questions, your calls. People test that. They can't believe it now. He's not here live. Yes, he is. Matter of fact, he had to tell his wife because she wanted... He said, what do we do? And I said, well, a lot of people will be here on Saturday. It's a Christmas thing. And so why not take a shot at it? We've never done this before. I'm always on live. The Good Day program is always on live in every holiday situation. Yeah, and we're on in a lot of hospitals, in fact. That's true. So we figured we'd give this a shot and try to help out people that are listening who may have Christmas-related injuries or health problems and that kind of stuff, or general material that is the usual fodder for our get-together every weekend at this time. So we get started with your calls at 888-55-DRKEN by going to Jane, who's in Columbia, South Carolina. Merry Christmas, Jane, to you. Happy to help you out. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Ken.
Hi, Jane.
Yes, hi. I have been going to a cardiologist for 3 years. I have some valve leakage in my other valves, but the main concern is that I have a leaking aortic valve. And the doctor seems to think maybe it's calcified. He doesn't seem to think any infection occurred or anything like that. But I haven't really had any symptoms from it. I mean, sometimes I tire easily. Could you give me any recommendations?
Sure, Jane. Thanks a lot for calling. The easiest way to diagnose a leaking aortic valve is by using the stethoscope. We'll hear an extra sound. We call this the murmur. The aortic valve, it's the exit door of the heart. It's where the blood leaves the left lower chamber, goes out to the body. It's to pump the blood and bring the nutrients, the oxygen that all the body needs. The problem is you have these one-way doors. They look like the flippers in the old pinball machines.
Uh-huh.
The doors open to let the blood move forward, and then they need to close in the aortic valve. Normally, there's three leaflets that close so that the blood doesn't move backwards. Some people are born with an abnormality, a congenital abnormality, where there are only two leaflets. Do you know if you have a two- or three-leafed aortic valve, exit door of the heart?
I don't know. I did have I've had echocardiograms every year, but he has not gone into a lot of explanation, you know, and I would have liked more explanation.
And the reason why this leaks and some of the blood moves backwards, because normally there's a trace leak, but anything more than trace is abnormal. And you can have these congenital heart defects where you have even one cusp or two cusps, but instead of the normal three leaves that you should have with that valve. The most common cause of the valve leaking and the blood moving backwards instead of all forwards is just deterioration of the valve with age. Think about it. If it beats and opens and closes about 70 times a minute over the course of a lifetime, this can be a billion times with a B that this valve opens and closes. So it can wear out with age. And this is the most common reason why these little leaflets don't close properly, and some of the blood either moves backwards or it doesn't open adequately and not enough gets out. You can have infections in these valves, and it sounds to me like your doctor has excluded that. A problem that we used to deal with a lot, fortunately we don't have to deal with it too much, is rheumatic fever. With the age of antibiotics, especially penicillin, I rarely, as a heart doctor, see much rheumatic heart disease except in people who are very elderly. Fortunately, when I 30, 40 years ago, when I first started out in medicine, I would see this, but it's fortunately not a big issue right now. There are some other very rare causes that can damage the aortic valve. Marfan syndrome, remember President Lincoln with the big legs, the ratio of the ankles to the hips is much bigger than the ratio of the waist to the head. Marfan syndrome, people can do it. There's some connective tissue disorders called ankylosing spondylitis where the body's immune system attacks itself. This can cause it. Syphilis, we were talking before about sexually transmitted problems. Syphilis, fortunately, we don't see too much of that, but that has resurrected itself, unfortunately, and you do occasionally, as a physician, see a case of this. This can be a cause of the aortic valve leaking. We get concerned about back movement across the aortic valve when the heart starts to enlarge. Unfortunately, when blood moves backwards, the left lower chamber begins to enlarge, and that's when we have to start thinking about operations. You can also go into heart failure. You can start getting short of breath. Activities that were easy to do get very hard. These are the signs. I would definitely recommend that you get echocardiograms, keep up, because you don't want to let the heart get too enlarged, because that is a warning that something needs to be done.
Well, he says that it has not enlarged at this
Excellent.
Point.
Excellent. Then you're doing okay.
But is there anything that I can do to help maintain, you know, the
current... One of the things, Jane, if I may interrupt and throw in my two cents worth, is to remember that the doctor's not a god,
okay.
That he is there on your dime and at your service. So you
sure.
said something to Ken a few minutes ago about not asking or not getting all the information, and that's one of the biggest problems that we hear on this program. People calling and saying, "Well, my doctor didn't tell me this. My doctor didn't tell me that."
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
got
to stand up. No, but you got to stand up to whoever the doctor is. Push him or her to give you the information so that you know what comes
on. You're not Dr. Ken, are you?
No, I'm Dr. Doug, but I'm telling you from practical experience.
Okay.
Make sure that you ask questions. Make sure that you
sure.
are thoroughly, you feel at least comfortable when you leave there that you've had all of your questions to that point answered. That's his obligation, and it's yours, too, to push to get him. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's this kind of a problem. Ken and I hear from people all the time that don't ask these questions because the doctor's happy to push you out. Ken refers to it as revolving door medicine. You're in, you're out. But if you stand your ground and ask the question, you know, what's he going to do, just leave you in the middle of a question? Hopefully he's not that curt.
Yeah, right.
Jane, let me help you a little bit. There's no specific medication for this problem. What you're trying to do is avoid having open heart surgery or any kind of surgery for this. What you want to do, the lifestyle, the home remedies, control that blood pressure, measure it at home, make sure it's at least under 140 over 90 when you're resting and sitting morning and evening. Consume less salt. See your dentist regularly. Also, maintain a healthy weight when the doctor says it's okay. Get into an exercise program. And just keep up with your cardiologist on a regular basis.
All right. I just have two little questions to ask you. And I'll be finished.
Sure.
He mentioned the calcification. He thought it was something to do with what is calcification?
Of the
aortic valve.
Jane, you and I are old enough to remember those pinball machines we used to play with, where the flippers went forward and you know, mine never closed. The ball always went right through the middle.
Yes.
Well, that's the same thing as a leaking aortic valve. That's a two-leafed valve, the old pinball machines. And most people have three. Some of the other valves are two, like the mitral valve. But unless you have a congenital abnormality, you only have two leaflets. You have three. But it's the same idea where they don't come all together, and the ball just goes right through the middle, and things leak backwards. And that's what you're dealing with. And you just want to make sure that you can have as little of that as possible.
Okay.
Jane, one of the things Ken told me, we found when Ken examined me, 3 years ago, I think, we had a little bit of a leak in a valve. I don't know that it's the same thing that you're talking about here exactly, Ken.
Well, she has the calcium the same place. What will happen is when there's wear and tear on the valve, you do get some injury to the surface, the coating, and then this gets calcified on top of it after you get wear and tear. And then the valve will become what we call sclerotic when the aortic valve is calcified. And then it may not open adequately, and not only will you get a leak, you get a problem of what we call stenosis, where the valve won't open properly. This will all be seen on the echocardiogram. That's why you should get careful follow-up. But there's really nothing you can do about this other than the lifestyle changes and modifications that I recommended already.
What about magnesium?
I missed some of your program earlier, and you may have addressed this, but is normal exercise and lifting weights okay for this condition?
You need to talk to your doctor because there's a lot of factors that are involved in doing that. If you haven't been, have you been in an exercise and aerobic and weightlifting program before,
Jane? Off and on.
I mean this politely. At your age, you want to talk to the heart doctor, and you know, I would need a lot more information about you, but this is what heart doctors, we do all the time. We assess people's risk for exercise program, and we give out exercise prescriptions, so I would definitely talk to the doctor. But I think getting into an exercise program would be wonderful for somebody like you, as long as it can be done safely. I want to make sure that valve is opening adequately. Magnesium in this case wouldn't specifically help the aortic valve. Everybody needs 500 milligrams a day of magnesium to stay healthy in general.
Again, happy and merry and all that good stuff, Jane. Thanks for the call. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus this Christmas weekend. Mary in Anaheim, listening to KFWB. Go ahead, Mary. You're on now with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Yes, I was diagnosed with cubital and carpal tunnel, moderate cubital and mild carpal tunnel, and the doctor wants to do surgery. I just wondered, is there anything else to remedy this problem? It's not due to repetitive motion at all.
Do we know what it's due to?
No. The doctors, the ortho doctors kind of, you know.
Mary, depending on how much you're being tortured by this, there are some alternative medicine therapies that have been tried. In some people, they do work. Yoga and relaxation techniques may help the chronic pain that occurs with some of the muscle and joint conditions associated with carpal tunnel. I don't know if you've been through some yoga. Also, acupuncture, chiropractic therapy has been shown to be helpful. There have been some trials using vitamin B6. It's been helpful in some people. Ultrasound treatments, electrical stimulation, even magnet and laser therapy treatments have been used in some controlled trials. Doctors, yes, believe it or not. And you may just want to talk to an alternative doctor to see if that will help you. I would imagine this is not an emergency. It usually never is. So you may want to try.
I was feeling a little bit of relief just lately now. I've been having really kind of bad pains at night. I mean, really bad.
Mary,
but I've been drinking this alkaline water.
My experience with carpal tunnel, like in Orlando, there's usually in your city, you're fortunate where you are. I bet, and you're a clever bear, you could find the support group in Southern California for what you have.
Uh-huh.
If you talk to the various hospitals, talk to the physical therapy departments in the various hospitals that are around you, and there are a lot of good ones where you are. And I bet you could find one of the local support groups for your problem. And these support groups, they know the doctors who effectively treat with traditional as well as alternative medicine for this problem. You will find a gold mine of opportunity.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, because
there you go, Mary.
even using alkaline water and going on a special diet, you know, to reduce the acidity and stuff lately here, it seems to help.
Well, stress management, relaxation techniques, all of these things, even psychological and emotional issues can play a role in this. And it sounds to me like that's where you're getting some of your help from. But I think if you found a good support group, you would find a lot of good solutions. And if none of those work, you can always go and have the surgery.
It's pretty straightforward surgery.
Well, surgery's never straightforward, but it's a lot more straightforward than a lot of the other things we do. Like anything else, if you're going to have elective surgery, get a second opinion and make sure the person who's doing it, you're not the first person they've ever done this exact same procedure that you're being recommended have performed on you.
Experience counts. Mary, Merry Christmas. 888-553-7536. You told her that you thought she'd gone down an alternative street there. You were being very subtle about it. That was the discussion of alkalinity versus acidic environment in the body. That is something that comes up often when you're talking to naturopaths, homeopaths, people who are alternative practitioners, isn't it? The alkalinity in your system, take your pH. You hear that a lot in your saliva or your urine. Why is whether your cells are bathing in alkalinity or acidic, if they're acidic, it does stand to reason that they would be exposed to things like cancers, the free radicals that bounce around in your system, right?
Well, yeah, there is that theory. Boy, I don't want to debate that because, you know, we'll get into some areas where there's not the strongest evidence. But I was trying to give her Mary some examples of where there's actually good studies in the alternative world, good controlled studies and some options. But now you're kind of getting off the playing field.
And I love doing that. It's 11 before the hour. Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With BinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer. For free.
With BinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check. Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit BinVerified.com/Radio 4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
BinVerified.com.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct!
I can't believe it!
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
51 past the hour, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Barracuda.com.
It's Christmas, and it is a good time for you to take stock of what's going on with your health and your body, your nutrition. So feel free to give us a buzz here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen at 888-553-7536. The Good Day Weekend program. We're kind of relaxed and enjoying ourselves, and it's really great to be able to talk to you and wish you the best. One of the things, information-wise, news-wise, that came out from the medical community and for you this week is a great story, Ken, about placebo, the so-called placebo effect. And the startling thing is that some people know and they still benefit from taking placebos, which I find pretty astonishing.
That's what's amazing about this story, Doug, because I was a medical resident at Duke, and we were instructed one day to tell the patient that this was going to be a great cure for their problem, and we just injected a few cc's of salt water, and the patient got better. And then we had a great debate about whether that was an ethical thing to do. And this has been a great debate in medicine for decades. Placebos. We know that placebos work. We know that patients coming to the doctor's office, regardless of what doctors do, one-third of them will get better no matter what. And this is the so-called placebo effect. But out of the medical journal, PLOS, this week is what is even more amazing. Again, is it ethical to prescribe a placebo without a patient's knowledge? Well, patients with irritable bowel syndrome felt better after knowingly taking a placebo. That is, they knew that this was a placebo, a sugar pill, that it was not specific therapy to their irritable bowel syndrome. And this suggests that the secrecy of giving patients a dummy pill may not be necessary. After 3 weeks of treatment, nearly twice as many patients taking a placebo reported improvement in their symptoms as those who received no treatment, an amazing 59% versus 35% improvement in symptoms when they were knowingly taking a placebo. So by the end of the study, this amazed me also, 5 placebo patients reported side effects such as respiratory infection, pain, runny stools, and rash. And this was from just getting a sugar pill. And that's why it is really challenging as physicians when we see people who have what they think are adverse effects, side effects from drugs. You have to be very careful before you quickly determine that it's an effect of the drug, because here you see an example. They were given placebo, dummy pills, a sugar pill, and several of the patients felt that they were getting side effects from the placebo.
Amazing. That is amazing. The mind is an amazing, that's the most important tool in your body, your mind. 888-553-7536. Merry Christmas to Christine in Jackson, Tennessee. Christine, how may we be of service to you?
I wanted to ask Dr. Ken about, I have back problems. I have back problems, lower back problems, ever since I can remember.
Let's make your holiday happier. Nothing will take the pleasure out of a great holiday than having back trouble.
Right. But now the pain has moved up to right beneath my shoulder blades, and on the left side of my back, it is just numb. It's just like I can take my skin and pinch it, and I can't even feel it.
So, Christine, you have both lower and upper back issues?
The lower actually has moved up. I don't have the lower back pain anymore. It's just gone up to around my shoulder blades.
Have you had this evaluated to make sure there's no inflammatory issues? Usually when people have musculoskeletal issues, most of it is just wear and tear. But when you start getting a little more of an unusual location, unusual combinations, a few percentage of people do have their immune system overreacting. That immune system, which protects us from foreign bodies and germs, can start attacking the joints of the body, the muscles of the body, the bones, commonly rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. But there are a lot of other less common causes, and that's why I begin to wonder whether you have some inflammatory issue. This can be usually diagnosed pretty easily with some blood tests. Christine, have you had those blood tests?
Well, I actually went to the doctor this past August, actually, and the only thing she told me to do was take an aspirin.
Well, you need to get to the next step. What I would recommend, Christine, if that's what your primary care doctor told you, I think in your situation, because you're suggesting that there may be a little bit more, a rheumatologist is the doctor who specializes in this area. That would be a trained internist who then specializes in joint issues, musculoskeletal issues. I would recommend that you get a name of a local rheumatologist and get evaluated.
And make sure you've had a mammogram, too, because sometimes that stuff presents as breast cancer. Get the answers to all the questions, all the possibilities. 888-553-7536 as we continue with another hour of the Christmas Weekend Good Day Show with Dr. Ken.